I'm representing the employer Creative and the insurance company, Cincinnati Insurance Company, in this case that arises out of the Workers' Compensation Act. The underlying facts of this case are not in dispute. Mr. Howe suffered a knee injury to his left knee on February 12, 2010. He underwent surgery for that knee injury on March 4, 2010, and the record is somewhat, there's some conflict in the record, but sometime within 3 weeks, 2 weeks of that surgery and 3 months of that surgery, he developed neuropathic pain. It's undisputed in this case that the cause, the source of that neuropathic pain is a saphenous nerve injury in the right leg. Initially, his treating physician, Dr. Martin, testified way back in 2012 that the saphenous nerve injury resulted from scar tissue related to the
surgery.
When he was deposed, because I had cross-examined him by way of deposition following the hearing, when he was deposed in 2016, he said, no, that's not what happened. After my deposition in 2012, I went back to the surgeon and discussed it with him, and the surgery didn't impact the area of the saphenous nerve. So the fact of the matter is that we know that there was a saphenous nerve injury, that we know that the saphenous nerve injury led to a neuropathic condition, that the neuropathic condition caused complex regional pain syndrome in the right.
Let me see if I can put this in layman's terms, because, and correct me if you think I get this wrong, but it helps me kind of think this through. There's no contest that we have a job-related injury that begins this process. We have surgery to repair that injury.
Yes, sir.
We have pain, neuropathic pain, that results, and as I understand it, this is simply the body's reaction to the injury that becomes not localized, it spreads.
No, sir. Judge, I disagree with that premise strongly.
All right, well.
Factually, that's not what the record.
Well, it seems to me what we've got here, and tell me where I'm off the rails then. We have the single doctor, Dr. Martin, who testified that in his medical opinion, this all traces back to the original injury. And the pain symptoms in the right leg, even though the right leg was not the injured leg, are directly traceable back to the original injury. And if that's the case, tell us why that would not be compensable as a matter of law.
That was Dr. Martin's opinion. The reason I was cross-examining Dr. Martin post-hearing was because we had gotten a questionnaire response the day before the hearing in which he offered that opinion. So when we went and cross-examined him on that opinion, he testified, and I'm going to quote from page 396 of the appendix, and this is the deposition transcript. I asked him, I'll go back to the original question then. Is it your opinion then that to a reasonable degree of medical probability that there was an injury to the saphenous nerve? I think so. All right. And what you told me before then is that you can't say what caused that injury. Is that correct? Correct. And because of the saphenous nerve injury, he developed neuropathic pain. Is that right? That's the working hypothesis. Can you say that to a reasonable degree of medical probability? Yes. And then he developed subsequently a condition called complex regional pain syndrome as a result of the neuropathic pain. Yes. To me, that's the crux of the case.
But I guess maybe I'm missing something, but if in the judgment of the fact finder, I should say in the light most favorable to the prevailing party, that testimony equates to tracing the current pain to the previous injury, why is it, as a matter of law, would that not be compensable?
He did the exact opposite in that testimony.
Well, I understand that you suggest in your cross-examination you undermined his earlier testimony, but as you conceded, his earlier testimony does support that notion.
It did. And then we found out, well, let me start.
So which part of Dr. In other words, if the commission chose to believe one part of Dr. Martin's testimony, how are we authorized to believe the other part of it?
Because the only undisputed thing in Dr. Martin's testimony is that there was this saphenous nerve injury. And everything else flowed from the saphenous nerve injury. The neuropathic pain and the complex regional pain syndrome in the injured leg, and then the complex regional pain syndrome in the uninjured leg. That's why when the commission said in its opinion whether a saphenous nerve injury is the precise cause of the claimant's right lower extremity condition is not controlling or fatal, the commission erred. That's the evidence is, and the only evidence is, that that's what caused all the subsequent problems. And that doctor, when it comes to that condition, Dr. Martin could not state to a reasonable degree of medical probability what caused that.
But he was the treating physician, and he testified, didn't he, that he believed the complex regional pain syndrome was related to the claimant's work accident.
Yes, he did. But when he was asked why, this is why I was talking to him. When he was asked why, he went through what the actual chain of causation was.
So he just was wrong in his conclusion because you find fault with his analysis of how that could be, basically.
I think it's complete speculation. In other words, the commission is charged with the responsibility of weighing the evidence, including an expert witness's evidence, which is what this doctor is.
He was the only physician who testified.
The only physician who testified. And when the doctor says, yeah, everything's related, but then when he's nailed down and says, well, actually, you have this saphenous nerve injury, and I can't tell you what caused that. And the saphenous nerve injury was the cause of everything else that followed.
And he confirmed that he thought the saphenous nerve injury was the complete cause of everything else that happened. So that's where you say he's inconsistent and just has to be wrong.
And that's why I'm saying the commission has to be wrong.
Because they believed him and he was wrong.
No, because they said it didn't matter. It doesn't matter what caused the saphenous nerve injury, even though the saphenous nerve
injury... Well, they found it to be a compensable consequence of the original injury.
Our argument is that the claimant bore the burden.
They basically accepted the testimony that traced the current pain to the original injury. Essentially, they saw a chain of causation reaching all the way back to the original injury. I understand your argument to be they should not have done that because Dr. Martin's testimony was undermined on cross-examination to that extent.
Not just undermined, Judge. It's because they basically misunderstood. When they said it doesn't matter what caused the saphenous nerve injury, they misapprehended the entire premise on which the everything else was based. The key to this whole case was the saphenous nerve injury by Dr. Martin's testimony. And he admitted he could not tell what caused that injury. He could not offer an opinion to a reasonable degree of medical probability as to what...
Your argument is that is a consequence of a compensable injury and therefore not compensable.
That's the second part of our injury. And actually, it goes one step further, Judge. If you take it as a... assume arguendo that the neuropathic, the saphenous nerve injury, was causally related to the injury somehow. Don't know how, but somehow. Then... that's if you use the A to B to C analysis that the courts used before in this. Knee injury is A. Saphenous nerve injury is the compensable consequence, B. Neuropathic condition. And then C is complex regional pain syndrome. And actually D is complex regional pain syndrome in the other leg. So that's the consequence of a consequence argument that this court and the Supreme Court has ruled is not compensable unless you can prove that C, or in this case D, is directly linked to the original injury rather than an intervening compensable consequence. So here, if you accept that argument, saphenous nerve injury, which is a separate and distinct injury, is the compensable consequence. Complex regional pain syndrome in that leg is a consequence of the compensable consequence by the only medical testimony of record, Dr. Martin. That's what he ruled. I mean, that's what he testified to. So
his bottom line was, well, it's related to claimant's work injury, and therefore, and of course he doesn't say it should be compensable, that's up for the commission to decide, but when he says it's related to claimant's work injury, with the implication, therefore, it's probably a compensable consequence, he was just wrong.
He was speculating.
He was speculating or spinning.
And he was clearly speculating, Judge. And as the courts have ruled many times, an award cannot be based on speculation.
Of course, he's the only physician testifying if the commission believes him.
But if the commission believes his speculation, then its award is not based on credible evidence. It's based on speculation and is therefore erroneous. If the commission feels, as it did, that the saphenous nerve injury, it doesn't matter what caused it, when that's the source from which everything else flows, there's no contention in this case that he injured his saphenous nerve in the accident. That's the source from which everything else flows. The commission completely misapprehended the actual evidence of Dr. Martin that's uncontradicted. And so one way or another, it's either speculative or it's based upon a misapprehension of the actual evidence, just an incorrect application of the evidence, and therefore not supported by credible evidence.
But basically what you're telling us is the deputy commissioner was wrong and all three commissioners on the commission were wrong.
What they basically were talking about, and if you look at their opinions, both of them, they said this is a progression. Once again, based upon, I think, a misapprehension of the evidence, because Dr. Martin did not talk about a progression between the...
Well, he talked about the pain spreading. Maybe progression is not a good synonym for that, but I can sort of see where the commissioner, the deputy commissioner might get the idea from the doctor's testimony that, you know, you have this injury and pain as a result, and it spreads kind of throughout other parts of the body.
I understand. That's not what I'm contending. I think he did talk about a progression. If not in those exact words, that's what he was talking about. But he was talking about a progression from the saphenous nerve injury.
Just want to let you know you're going into your rebuttal time.
Thank you, Judge. From the saphenous nerve injury to the complex regional pain syndrome and then into the other leg. He wasn't talking about a progression between the knee injury and this. Thank you, Judge.
Good afternoon, how are you? May it please the court, my name is Jamie Carrick and I represent the appellee Richard Howe in this matter. Our position is that the claimant's right lower extremity condition is directly and causally related to his original work injury as is supported by his treating physician, Dr. Martin.
As I understand your opponent colleague's argument, Dr. Martin's testimony is conflicting. That's the way I understand his argument. And that the saphenous nerve injury that he has most recently said is the causal link between the claimant's issues has nothing to do with the original compensable injury that the claimant suffered. What would be your response to that?
So, admittedly, Dr. Martin has not been able to say precisely what caused the saphenous injury. He's been very consistent in saying that he relates the injury back to the original workers' comp injury, the original incident, but there is a little bit of confusion as to where it was injured. Was it injured in the surgery? Was it at another point? I don't think that it's been ruled out that it happened during the original accident. He put forward a few different hypotheses. Maybe the nerve could have been stretched, but he's not required to know the exact precise...
If the injury occurred during the surgery, is it a compensable consequence or a consequence just a consequence.
I think just a consequence, if that. I mean, it,
yeah, obviously the hospital is not relieved of tort liability under the Workers' Compensation Act if they screw up the surgery.
Sure.
You know? So we're trying to understand what Dr. Martin is saying when he says, yeah, it's, you know, there's a saphenous nerve injury. Okay, we can accept that. The commission obviously did. We have to accept it. Mm-hmm. But what caused that? You know, was it the surgery or was it the original injury? Can you point us to where Dr. Martin says anything? I mean, it seems to me what it comes down to is Dr. Martin, in essence, saying, I can't think of any other cause other than the original injury. Is that pretty much it?
Yeah, I mean, he can't say with 100% certainty, nor is he required to, but he's drawn a very reasonable inference from the information that he's got, and given that there's no other medical opinion on this issue, I think it was a very reasonable inference.
Well, your opponent says that's speculation, which he shouldn't be permitted to do, so what's your answer to that?
I don't think it's speculation. I think it's a very reasonable conclusion that he drew from the evidence with his expert medical opinions.
But doesn't it necessarily assume that the surgery didn't cause the injury, or the pain, I should say?
It may, yes.
But if that's the case, don't we have a problem?
I don't think so, because, again, he doesn't have to pinpoint the exact cause of the pain. He does not. And I've listed the Herbert versus Jenkins case.
The commission does, because in one case it's compensable and the other it's not.
Mm-hmm. I mean, according to the commission, it is not fatal or controlling that he does not know the exact cause of that saphenous injury.
Well, that's true, but your burden at that level is to establish that the pain is related to the injury with some degree of certainty, at least, that would satisfy the standard of review.
Yeah, and absolutely, you're correct. Dr. Martin has stated, however, that he does believe that it's related to the injury, and determinations on causation are factual findings. The commission found that it was related to the injury, and there is credible evidence to support that finding. So it's the appellee's position that should not be.
In the sense that the doctor said he thought it was related to the original work injury.
Yes, I mean, that's all that we can go by is the doctor's opinion. He's been the claimant's treating physician for quite some time.
Your opposing counsel is saying, yeah, but the doctor then said too much. He explained why, and that has to be wrong based on his analysis, so there's no credible evidence to support his conclusion that it's related to the work injury. He'd just stop there, maybe so, but he said more than he should have said, if that's what he wants to the commission to conclude.
And I don't think that it's true that he must be wrong in his conclusion. I don't think that's accurate at all. And he's given his opinion clearly. He's relating it back to the original injury, even though he doesn't know the exact mechanism. He is relating it back to the original injury.
Well, he clearly did that. I understand your opponent to essentially be arguing that yes, he did that, but he shouldn't have, and because he didn't base it on anything, he just pulled it out of the air in essence, and he can't do that. And if the commission relied upon something that was pulled out of the air, then there isn't, by definition, there isn't anything to support it. If the medical opinion comes from literally nothing, I guess. I'm probably putting words in your opponent's mouth, but that's, I mean, you know, it seems to me that's sort of his approach to this. So
and
how would you respond to that?
I would disagree that the doctor's opinion is coming from literally nothing. I mean, he's examined the claimant. He's treated him for quite some time. And he's again, drawing a reasonable conclusion based on his experience as a physician and as the claimant's treating doctor, that this is related. So I disagree that it's being completely drawn from nowhere. and I would like to address the second argument that the employer made, which is that even if it is found that the claimant's regional pain syndrome is related to his work injury, it is at best a consequence of a consequence, a consequence of a compensable consequence, and therefore not compensable. It's our position that the claimant's symptoms are more appropriately described as a natural progression of his injuries or as arising from treatment related to those injuries. The employer has cited a couple of cases which I think are not applicable. I think the facts are dissimilar to the facts that we have at hand. For example, the Amoco case that involved an original left ankle injury. that ankle gave out, then hurt the right knee, completely different body part, falling on the knee, and then later on that knee gave out, fell again, and landed on that knee. And so in that case, they found it wasn't compensable because it was completely different body parts and there were separate incidents, separate falls. We believe that this case is much more similar to the Sychev case. In that case, there was a right...
Which case? Said it again.
Sychev. And in that case, there was an original right ankle injury. And that injury resulted in chronic infections, pains, non-healing ulcers. He wound up having to have multiple surgeries. He later developed osteomyelitis, and that resulted in him having to have his knee, his leg amputated above the knee. He was then treated. He was then fitted with a prosthesis. After he was fitted with the prosthesis, he had an altered gait, developed pain in his opposite knee, and the commission found that to be compensable. The employer tried to argue that the amputation and the prosthesis were compensable consequences of the original right knee injury, so that therefore the left knee condition was a non-compensable consequence of a consequence. The court disagreed. The court found that everything that happened on the right side with the ankle injury and with the amputation and with the prosthesis, there was simply the sequelae of treatment for that right ankle injury. So all of that was one single injury, so that the left knee injury from the altered gait was the compensable consequence that was covered. So it is our position that in this instance, the claimant's complaints were simply just a progression, a natural progression. The neuropathic pain, the chronic regional pain, and the fact that it is now progressed into the other leg, that's still just the same condition, just progressing. It's not a compensable consequence that it's spread from one limb to the other. That's all part of the same progression. So unless the court has any other further questions, the appellee respectfully requests that the court affirms the opinion of the full commission.
Thank you. Appreciate your argument. Mr. Beef, you have your rebuttal time.
On the causation issue, Judge, thank you. I just say that there's no evidence for Dr. Martin now, in 2016, that anything in the surgery caused the accident, caused the neuropathic injury, the saphenous nervous injury. As to the Sychev case on the consequence of a consequence argument, that's a full commission case. They're basically saying that where there's it's medical consequences rather than other types of injuries or consequences, then the consequence of a consequence doctrine doesn't apply. I think they were wrong. That case wasn't appealed to this court. And I think this court's decision in Farrington Country Club versus Marshall pretty much talks in a footnote about that, where it doesn't matter. We find no, and I'm reading from the footnote 5 in that decision, we find no distinction between a consequential injury and consequential symptoms for purposes of the ABC analysis in consequence of a consequence case, which this is. So I see I have 43 seconds left, and I will cede back the rest of my time and ask that the decision of the full commission in this case be reversed. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Mr. D. We will greet counsel. And then the last...